And it purifies, even if a person's whole body becomes contaminated with tumah, right? The Torah does also. So too, right? The Torah also matara the person from the tumah, right? And even if the tumah spreads from throughout his entire body, and he does aveiros from head to toe, the Torah could be able to purify him. And just like water is meshiv nefesh, it calms a person's soul, water physically, besides the spiritually, also physically, it helps a person be calm and tranquil, right? So too, the Torah also, it gives a person yeshuva da'at, it makes the person calm.
That's why 95% of the singing is
down. That's why people sing in the show. It makes you relax.
95%
of the singing.
How old you are when you are
learning? What?
I'm excited.
95% of people. I know, maybe I want to learn Torah better. You must know why I don't calm down when I learn, why I don't relax when I learn. So the Torah relaxes a person.
I would argue that.
Like the Torah says, Torah Hashem Temima Mishivas Nafesh. Oh, so here, the Chazal, I don't know how much it applies today. Maybe it still applies, just we don't do it. Water is free. That's what it says. Water is free. If you go to the ocean, you can take water. If you go to Kinnereth, take a drink of water, to fill up as many bottles as you want, no one's stopping you. Water is free. Fill up a big gallon. Bring some trucks. Yeah. Fill up from the canal. But water is free. Catch the rain. Torah also is free. That's the Medrash says. Meaning, usually you could take water. Like it says, "Hoy, cause some of the full man, all who are thirsty, come drink water." So you might think, just like water is free, so too Torah is free. This day you don't have the kasha anymore, because our water is not free. So maybe Torah is compared to water. But so just like Mayim Elam Dam, after Torah Elam Dam, Talmud no Yikarahim Epininim. It's more precious than gems. Chalchav Tzechel Yishva. All your possessions can't compare to even one word of Torah. So now we'll try to learn some Torah with more strength to try to get into it with Hashem's help. Fine. What's it called? Doing good. Oh, Hashem, we're doing good. Who are we holding over here? And
Yirchas. From the water.
Right. Ikur kima emuna, the main way to keep emuna by you. If a person gets emuna, you want to give your emuna to stay by you. Aideh shmir sabris. Through protecting the bris, that's how we her person holds their emuna strong. Yutas aideh emuna. Through emuna mechachen hamayach, the brain gets renewed. Shehiyah nesham, which is the neshama mishashin when we sleep. When we sleep, how does our brain get recharged, the neshama get recharged? Through emuna. And through sleep, a person can get a seichel chadash, a new seichel, neshama chadash ma'ar upon him. Sleep is good sometimes. As Rav Nachman says, it's one of the things that people don't understand why you need to sleep, but sleep is really a good thing. Things wasting time, it's really a good thing because you get recharged. If not, we wouldn't be able to live. We die. You need to get recharged. Don't oversleep. Not fun. But
6 hours.
Fine. Baruch Hashem. Now, we're holding in the Gemara, we have a Sira in Rabbi Huda. Right?
We have 3B.
3B. Gemara on my base. We had a contradiction in Rabbi Huda. What? On one end, we saw that Rabbi Huda told us the juice that comes out of a grape on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it. There's no problem with squeezing. If you're planning on eating this grape, you're allowed to squeeze this grape, Rashi said, to get the juice out of it. I don't know how we pass in halacha. That's a Rashi shita. There's no schita. That's what Rashi says.
With the eating grape,
though. A grape that you're planning on eating, which you buy grapes, why you buy them? When you go to the store, you buy grapes. Why do you buy grapes? To squeeze them? I'm saying in general. Fine, let's say you bought them for Shabbos, they're eating. So if you would squeeze that grape and squeeze the juice out, according to Rashi, there's no Isra of Slita. Why? Because it's one thing, it's one entity. We're not looking at it like in a grape and grape juice. So Rashi holds there's no Isra of Slita if you bought the grape to eat. You brought it into your house to eat, there's no Isra of Slita. So Rashi holds.
So we'll see that today.
A lemon is not different. Grapes and olives are different because they're made for the juice. There's a shayla of Isser
deraisa. Lemons are just for the juice.
Fine, because it depends. The Gemara talks about the derech of if it's if it. Onto food, not into a cup, not by itself.
No, not as lemonade.
Because they're almost ochel da'at.
But that is ochel da'at.
I didn't understand about the squeeze.
About squeeze what?
Juice out of the grape.
That's what Rashi says. I didn't either understand
it.
If you were eating it,
and the juice came out.
The juice came out.
Good. So I said that's the Gemara.
Oh,
so that's what the Gemara says. Rashi explains. The Gemara says that. But the top Rashi, if you look at Rashi, the second line, second wide line, so look at Rashi. It's one entity, the second line front on the page. Rashi says, the kiva demishum schita leka, since there is no issue of schita, the second wide line.
Rashi.
The top of the page, Gimel Amud Beis. Right? Over there is Ochlo da Afrisu. The kiva.
Rabbi Yehuda's opinion why you can eat
in Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
Nahon, in Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi is saying, correct, I'm not saying halacha. In Rabbi Yehuda, that the grape and the juice is one entity. According to Rashi, Rashi says, you're even allowed to squeeze it. Rashi said, the kivan, and since, mishum schita leka, there's no issue of schita here. Which means, there's no issue of deraisa even. So therefore, mishum mashkim shazavu nami leka. There's also no issue when the juice squeezes, comes out of it. But amadus la'achila, of course, in a case where it's standing for eating. Good? So when it's amadus la'achila, that's what Rashi says, and no isra even of schita. Fine. He said, the kiva the mishum schita leka. The kiva and since. You with me? The mishum schita leka. There is no isra and no problem of squeezing it. So therefore, there's also no Esed Rabbanah. Misha Mashkin Shazavu. The issue we had that the juice that flowed out of it. Nami also Leka. There is not. In a scenario, Ba'imedes La'achila, when it's standing to be eaten. Good? According to Rabbi Yehuda. That's a Rashi. Fine. Anyways, getting back to the Stira, by the juice coming out of the grape, Rashi says there's no issue. Right? But by the chicken, what's the, what Rashi about the egg, the chicken that laid the egg, then what's the halach over there? Then what's the halach over there? What did Rabbi Yehuda say?
Rabbi Yehuda said over there that the egg, he held that you couldn't eat on the first day. That was how he understood up until this point, that situation. You couldn't eat the egg on the first day.
Right. You couldn't eat on the first day. So what did that show us?
That showed us that it was not...
It's not one entity. Right. It sounds like it's not one entity, it's two entities, right? That's the Sira Yehuda. Correct? Chana, is that right?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to you? So what's the shot? So now we're holding by Ravina. Yeah?
That was the original
that's going to teach. So now we're up to the third shot.
The second.
Ravina, the second. Or maybe we'll do...
Can't.
What we should...
Where is it? The first one was
Rabbi Yochanan and Ravina Omar. And now there's Ravina Breda of Ula.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Everyone got up there already?
Yeah.
Got this, Kamar? Fine. Ravina Breda of Ula, Omar, Ravina Breda of Ula says, Hacha b'tarne gailis ha'imedes l'gadal basin. Over here, we're referring to...
Did you do the rest of...
I know, I missed one Rashi,
Ravina,
I know.
Ravina, did you do the Gemara of Ravina?
I think so, maybe not. I don't know. Let's follow. We'll go back. I don't remember. Ravina, let's top of the page. 3B. Ravina Amar Ravina says. Gemalvis. Ravina Amar La'olam La'itepa. Really, don't flip around any shitas. Rabbi Yehuda, so what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? That you can't eat the egg on the first day. Well, the Rayam, the Rabbanan Kamalu. According to the words of the Rabbanan, that's what he's saying to them. He's saying to them the following. Lidi, according to me, afilu parishan nami shari. Even on the first day, also shari also is mutter, right? Lidi, according to me, afilu parishan. Even the first day of Yom Tov, nami shari, it's also mutter. You're allowed to eat the eggs. I hold, it's one entity. All the offers, it's all one entity.
This is Ravina saying in the words of Rabbi Yehuda.
Correct. It's explaining Rabbi Yehuda. Right, he's talking for Rabbi Yehuda. He's taking the mic. He's making believe he's Rabbi Yehuda.
Yes.
He's saying, Lady, according to me...
Right.
That's why I said, so Rabbi Yehuda, the brand of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's talking for them. So like, what would Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yehuda was here, what would he say? Lididi, according to me, afilo barishan and nami shayin. Even on the first day also it's mutter. Why? The ukhla da afrasu, because food that got separated is food from food, therefore it's mutter the egg, on the, even on the first day of Yom Tov. Right? Elo lididhu, rather, according to you, that you hold, it's not ukhla da afras, you hold as two entities, so therefore the egg is, you have an issue with the egg on Yom Tov, for whatever reason it is, on the first day of Yom Tov. Oiduli, agree to me, mihas, at least, the b'sheni sharia, that on the second day of Yom Tov, it's mutter. Why? To stay kedusha same, because there are two different kedushas. Meaning, like we explained yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda's Rosh Hashanah is like every other Yom Tov, that one day is the Raisa, one day we treat as the Rabbana, right? So, one of the days was for sure weekday. Right, either the day before was weekday, the first day of Yom Tov, right, or the next day is going to be Chol, correct?
Is he saying I have my shita, you have your shita, but even if you want to hold your shita, you have to still agree with my shita
on the second day, correct?
Then it's permissible,
correct?
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, correct, perfect. Nachon, Ben, you agree? Say it again.
He's saying. He's saying to the Chachamim, to the Rabbanim, that you have your shita, then food's not from food. That's why you can't.
Good.
Wherever you're holding is where you're holding. I have my shita saying that it is food from food. And that's why I'm allowed to have that's why I'm holding what I'm holding. And yours sits well with you, and mine sits well with me. And you can have your own shita, but you still have, even you have to agree with my shita that on the second day it's permissible, even if you want to hold your shita.
Meaning on the second day.
He's finding in their shita. Why they have to hold like him?
On the second day.
Right. Why?
Because b'manav shachat it's mutter. Either yesterday was yachal, either yesterday was chal, either the first day of Yom Tov was weekday, so the egg was born on a weekday.
Right.
So it's mutter. Or the second day is weekday. Uh-huh. So by the second day, for sure, either yesterday was weekday.
And that's when they respond to him, no, it's one long day.
Oh, they respond to him, no, you're wrong. Rosh Hashanah is one long day.
So now he doesn't have to. They don't have to agree with him.
Exactly. Perfect. As I said, we don't have to agree with you because one long day, we don't have to agree with you. Right? So that's the thing, right? That's the Gemara says. But I'm really Rabbana, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda just said the Gemara. I want to say, no, I don't have to agree with you. Because I'm really Rabbana. Why? No, Kedusha Achas is all one long day. So you were saying the whole thing, either yesterday's weekday or today's weekday. It's wrong. They're both all Kedusha. Chacham call Yema Arichta. Rosh Hashanah is one long day. Therefore, we don't have to agree with you because we hold that it's two different entities. Right? We hold those two different entities. Since it's one day, therefore the halacha is, it should be aser. That's the Rabbana. Good? Everybody's happy? Fine. So let's see Rashi.
And they hold it's aser not because it's Mashke Shazavu.
Oh, exactly. We're still in the world of Mashke
Shazavu. Not in the world of Mashke.
Right. He's not, he holds not a problem. Even if Mashke Shazavu is not a problem because it's all
food
for food.
Different reasons.
Correct. But they hold it's not food, it's two different entities. And we have a gzera, an egg looks like food that comes out of like Rav Yitzchak, the food comes out of the juice that comes out of the fruit, and therefore it's part of the gzera d'rabban. Good, let's see Rashi. Ravina Amar. Top line. Ravina Amar, Hadaka Amar Rav Yochanan. This there Rav Yochanan said, Mukhlavas Hashita, light table, don't flip anything. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, I really hold Ochlo the Afras. This is Rashi we saw before. The Kivan de Mishum Schita Lekka, and since there's no issue of Schita, Mishum Mashkin Shezavu Nami Lekka, there's also no issue of Mashkin Shezavu. Because we're referring to a case, Ba'amedes La Achila, where it's standing, in a case where it's being, you're going to eat it. But he's saying, Liditchu, that's Rabbi Yehuda talking. Liditchu, according to you, that's Rishu Lada, you made it Aser Af Besheni, even on the second day. Right? Nihinami, it's true that isluchu bebeitza that you have on an egg xeris mashkin shezavu. It's true, you have xeris. You it's part of your xera that it looks like the juice that flowed out. It's part of the xera of juice that flowed out. But v'afilu b'tarin gadas talas achil. Even though it's a chicken which you're planning on eating, you still hold this aser. You don't hold like me that by eating chicken it's one entity. Achol the afras. However, oidulumi as Rashi says, agreed me at least the b'sheni sharia. Why? Tevechad minayu. Here's Rashi said it basically. Here it says Tevechad minayu chol. At least one of the days were weekday. Either yesterday's weekday or today's weekday. Oh, so they told him back. No kedusha achasi. Let's see this Rashi. The loy double l'sha'ar yom tev. The rabbanon holder Shoshana is not similar to other yom tevim. The hanoch, because over there la mishum, because by Rosh Hashanah, it's interesting. The hanoch la mishum tzveika askun. We didn't make a takana. We're a misak in a second day Rosh Hashanah because of a suffix. The af is man bestin, because even in the time of bestin, how you oisim oisah shnei yom tevim. They were making it 2 yom tevim in ba'u edim. If edim can't come, mena mencho lemaylo. We say Rosh Hashanah. So over there is a whole different issue. Over here, Rosh Hashanah, it's not going to speak of over there because we have Rosh Hashanah the first day of the month. So we have to get clear which day is Yom Tov. Right? We can't all of a sudden make believe in the middle of the day, oh, by the way, today was Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Right? If the Edom all of a sudden come now, right? In the middle of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, say, oh, we saw the moon last night, which just took us, you know, half a day to get here. Best thing can say, oh, you know what, today was really Rosh Hashanah. No one kept Yom Tov.
I thought that's what they did do.
It came from Midrash. What about Rosh Hashanah? What are we on Rosh Hashanah? What do we
start, do? Yeah, it's weird. You feel like you can't just start from Masaf Nai. You can't keep the whole day.
But if they come in the middle of the mile, it says, what does it say over here? The Ab is my best way. Oizma Shnei Yom Tav. In Bo'u Edom in a Mincha Ula Mayla. Then read Rosh Hashanah.
So then they can start with Gemara of Yom Tav.
So check out that Gemara of Rosh Hashanah, that Flamin on my base. You have to look up
that Gemara. Isn't that right? At the time of Basin, they would make 2 days if the Adim came from Midvan onward, like it says in Rosh Hashanah. Isn't
on which day? Huh? Which day did they come in Cholamayla? When did they come?
Why is that Cholamayla?
Why are you saying that?
Because what do you mean? If they came, they don't always come. If the Adim come, that they saw the moon.
Yeah, this is the if over here.
It says af. Where? The af, even Bisman Basin.
Even.
In, it says in bo, if
in
bo,
if they made over there 2 days,
in bo, if they came, so what's that case talking about?
I thought it was talking about Rosh Hashanah.
That what Rosh Hashanah? Which on the day Rosh Hashanah they came on the first day?
Yeah.
And what? So why are you making it 2 days? If they came from Mincha and on.
Because you didn't celebrate Rosh Hashanah. They come in and say this early Rosh Hashanah right now.
The day's almost finished.
Now is Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, they're coming down. They say.
Follow up until Mincha Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. So then they on that day after Mincha, before Shkia, they daven Musaf and Akor Musaf, and that day was now Rosh Hashanah. That's
so,
how I understood.
So what does it do if they came from Mincha and meaning? So what happens if they came before Mincha?
Then for sure.
Just that. We just make the first day. I mean, if they came before Mincha, then that day is going to be Rosh Hashanah only one day.
Why is it saying?
If they came after Mincha. It says here only if they came from Mincha Lamayla. They came from
Mincha Lamayla means
half midday. Which next day?
Well, on the which Mincha is?
It's the Erev Rosh Hashanah on whatever, whichever one it is.
It's Mincha Gedola and it's Kitana and it's the next day.
It's not the next day. Mincha Kitana is not Shki. You have another 3 hour, hour and a half, whatever. It's not going to be the next day.
Game time Mincha,
another
3 hours.
Yeah, from five to sure.
You have Mincha Gedola on the next day. So why is it Lamayla?
And on.
On, so they come by Meir.
And I feel like this Gemara
and
down.
On, where's on?
It's Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, they said if they come from Mincha and on, then you make it 2 days, and the Gemara also says Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, fine. No, I'm saying they came before Mincha, it would only be one day Rosh Hashanah.
No, I understand that because they can come up until Mincha and onwards.
So that what? So therefore.
And since they can come so late, they don't have a choice except for to make it 2 days, because it's on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Because if that they came witnesses a mincha or a mila from mincha onwards,
right?
That's the reason why. Because they're reading about Rosh Hashanah.
So they always say 2 days whenever they came, even and then you.
Because why? Because they might come.
Because they might come so late.
Day which they came in Mincha Lamayla, they were already celebrating Rosh Hashanah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, automatically.
Doesn't matter.
We didn't need that because we're just gonna have to do it anyway.
They're forced to do it because the witnesses can come so late as to come from Mincha onward.
But this
actually, I think the halacha they're supposed to come from Mincha.
So this Mincha is happening on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Stopping.
Right, we're not sure. Right, the first day we're not sure if it's Rosh Hashanah.
We're not sure, and therefore
they come tell us either you guys were right today was, or it's tomorrow.
Right, and therefore they made it into one big day because they couldn't be in that suffix.
That's what it is. So they're not being halal the day. therefore they made it one day. I mean, the basin isn't session.
No, they're not. Basin is closed anyway. Closed
so they come to the basin.
They don't, because they don't have to. It's not. It's irrelevant. I mean, even if we would be open, they would come.
Even if they did come.
We're afraid,
even
no?
Even the times of basin. Even
right.
We need them, but we
right.
Need them, you're saying, so...
It's not like we always made two.
It probably comes to the biggest show.
Meaning,
and
he's now, he's trying to say it's not like only after Bethel was Bethel. Now we make 2 days because we're not sure. We don't know the calendar.
Even the time of Bethel.
Because that also we were messed up. Even in the time of Bethel, we still didn't have. Even when we had a calendar, we didn't know
because
this.
Because they could come as late as Mincha and onward.
No, we're not going to know.
Forced to make it into one.
Forced to make it into Yom. So that's it.
Is Arshul saying?
Check up the Arshul. Let's go our scroll back. Let's go.
Saying.
I don't understand anything. The Haggadah told Rashi, but maybe they say on the Gemara, why the Gemara says, Kedusha Arach. I don't think they say it. They probably say it's one long day. Kedusha Arach is here, Kedusha. Kedusha Arach is here, one Kedusha. But they don't say it, they say hence.
Hence.
Hence. I don't say pshat. Hence, it's a different thing, but not this. Then explain this. This Gemara. I'm on the wrong
track. If they came the first day,
yeah,
people wouldn't know whether they still don't know which was
good. If they were good Aiden, and Bestin says today is Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, but the Bestin doesn't let everyone know on that day.
They wave the flags. They would do a system. They always did.
They've never read the Rosh Hashanah of the past.
Right.
If they came so late, then Rosh Hashanah would have already passed.
But that people still find out. But they identify smoke signals, no?
Right, yeah.
Smoke signals.
So they're not going to do that. I'm young.
Right, anyway, it's complicated. Saying how they're going to let everybody in. Fine, anyway, whoever wants to. Fine. Say Shkaya. We'll stop over here. What? Shalom? Oh, right, there's a Shkaya. I know there's a Shkaya. There's a Shkaya of Shalom?
I don't know. Yes.
They said there is? Fine, let's go down.
Let's go down.
Go in there.